The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is the Bloomberg Business of Sports show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
Coming up today, the NBA Finals, LeBron's push to own a team, and where and how wrestling's looking now to cash in on new changes to the NCAA. First, let's begin with golf and a matchup of rival leagues over the weekend. Last weekend, some big names were suspended from the PGA Tour, 17 to be exact. Dustin Johnson was among that group as the PGA took a hard-line stance on participation in the new LIV Golf Investment Breakaway League.
I resigned my membership from the tour. I'm going to play here, for now, and that's the plan. But what the consequences are going to be, I can't comment on how the tour is going to handle.
And Scar, we all know how the PGA ultimately handled it with suspensions, all 17 players who opted to play in the LIV Golf Investment Breakaway League.
Yeah. None of the 17 PGA Tour members who took part in LIV Golf can be eligible for PGA Tour tournament play. And this is really Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, throwing down the gauntlet. It's not clear what happens to golf now, we keep calling this a rebel league, a breakaway league, but it's an alternative at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And this was the first weekend where you had the PGA and the LIV Golf Tournament going head to head over the weekend. Rory McIlroy, he won the RBC Canadian Open Sunday and gave the PGA Tour a strong response to the start of the Saudi-funded golf invitational, LIV, and he took a little swipe at Greg Norman, let's just say, because he said he won 21, which feels great, is one more than somebody else that we know, which is a dig at Greg Norman, who is leading the LIV tournament.
Yeah, this is creating new storylines, new narratives of players going up against one another. It's an us versus them kind of setup now. And I just wonder what this means for younger golfers who are coming up. They definitely have to choose. Every time they are asked this question, they're left in this uncomfortable position of choosing between money, which is what the LIV Golf Tournament or LIV Golf League is, versus what they've always dreamed of, which is PGA Golf Tour.
Well, the problem here is, let's start with this. The PGA is saying, look, we have the best of the best, and we have new players coming up. You're going to see these players show their talent. And they're talking now about the LIV tournament, where you're going to see almost like exhibition golf. You're going to see the same players mm-hmm. over and over and over again. And it is a point. It's like, well, where do you see the new talent coming in the LIV Golf Tournament?
It's like the all-stars, the best of players from golf in the LIV Golf Tournament. What about 54 holes? How does that change the game. How does that change the game for viewers? Not that anyone can watch it formally right now beyond seeing it on YouTube.
I would like to see where the ratings were for both tournaments. That's going to be interesting to see. We'll see how that turns out, and we'll see how this plays out in the future for the LIV tournament. Before we talk about the NBA Finals, I'm sorry, Scar. I really feel bad.
I know.
I thought the Rangers had a chance. And
they did.
No.
They did for a while, but they couldn't hold on. And you know what? They peaked early, so they probably weren't even supposed to make the playoffs this season. So the fact that they did, and the fact that they advanced not through just round one, but round two, and then also in round three played two games and won against the Tampa Bay Lightning, gave everyone this false sense of hope. Maybe false is putting it a little bit too harshly, but it gave everyone this sense of hope that something could happen. Now they've got the weight of expectations on them for next year. But, you know, my thought in all of this, and tell me what you think, Michael Barr, best of seven series is just too exhausting for a sport like hockey where you're playing every other day. The Rangers played 20 playoff games in 40 days. People were playing injured. People were playing on broken ankles. Is that a good thing for that to be that much hockey? I mean, I know it makes a lot of money for the arenas. It makes a lot of money for the league, for the owners. But with four rounds of playoffs, that's a minimum of 16 games, a maximum of 28 games. It's pretty punishing.
It is. I was thinking about that because you brought that up. It's kind of like hockey outside of football is probably one of the most physical sports that are out there in terms of hard hitting. And it's almost like, well, what if you played the best of seven in a Super Bowl series? Yeah,
can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking about that. It's like, you know, it really is tough on the players in the NHL. And you got a good point. I wonder if they should cut it back to like the best of five or something.
Right. Right. I was thinking about this, especially after the toll of a regular season that has 82 games. It's one thing for the MLB to have best of seven series, right? I mean, baseball is not as physically taxing as the NFL or the NHL, but to have best of seven series, four rounds of playoffs, a game every other day, no one's going to come out of there without major injuries that will persist as well. I mean, there are all kinds of stories of hockey players, and I know they take some pride in this, where they played on a broken ankle for the entire playoff series, but that is not good for their livelihoods as hockey players for more than a couple of seasons.
Let's move on now. NBA Finals, here we go. It is Game 5 tonight. Boston.
The Steph Curry Show?
Yeah. Game 4, he scored 43 points. 43 points. I'm going to say it one more time, just in case you were under a tunnel and you couldn't hear.
I know.
43 points. That is very hard to defend. And then, listen, and I'm not knocking Jason Tatum at all. He said it himself, I've got to play better. And, you know, we're talking now the best of the best, and now down to the best of three. I mean, this is something. And good for Boston, good for the Warriors. And I say good for Boston because anywhere around the TD Garden, those restaurants, Scar, are just lining up money.
Yes, they are. And they want this to go to Game 7. I don't know if Steph Curry wants this to go to Game 7, especially when he has kind of a bad ankle right now, and he was howling in pain at the end of Game 3. But he is something else. I mean, this is leadership. This is the captain stepping up, right? He is the difference maker in this game in a way that perhaps people might not have anticipated when the playoffs began. I guess there were some whispers that perhaps he had, you know, he had gone past his peak. Maybe we weren't seeing the best of Steph Curry anymore. But I mean, the last couple of games have really proved that is not the case. You're laughing at me.
No, I'm laughing at the people that were saying that. That is just incredible. We're going to see how this plays out. I would also, hopefully the ratings will pick up better for the NBA. It was kind of meh. You know,
I know it was kind of meh the first two games. Yeah.
Yeah. It's speaking of a guy who is the NBA, LeBron James. Now, we knew that he wanted to own his own NBA team. Now we know where he wants to own the team. He wants to own it in Las Vegas. Gee, I wonder why, Scar.
I know, it's pretty incredible. I mean, he's been saying for a while that he wants to be an NBA team owner, and this is in addition to his being a part owner of the Liverpool Football Club and the Boston Red Sox. He has plenty of money to put to this goal. He has a net worth of at least $1 billion. But I guess the question is, the NBA, first of all, needs to expand to Vegas, and that is not the case. There isn't any plan afoot right now for that. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, did say Vegas is a great sports market, and there's been talk that the NBA could add two more teams in the near future. But at the moment, there's no current plans for expansion beyond the 30 teams that make up the NBA. So there is that part of it. But we know that LeBron James, in terms of timing, Barr, wants to play his final season, or at least 1 year, with his son, who is not even in the leagues yet, in the pro league yet.
You know what's funny is that, you're right, by Forbes, he's valued north of $1 billion. Just the north I'd like to have in my bank account. Forget the billion. I'll take the north, and I'll be happy, and then I can retire somewhere. The man's worth a lot of money. He knows how to invest very well. Good for him. And I want to see which ways he is going to do it. But according to the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, he said there have been no discussions yet at this time. But I have the feeling somewhere down the road, Scar, as he's winding up his career, that Mr. James is going to have a talk with Mr. Silver.
Well, that, and you do have financiers who are already moving on the possibility that maybe one day there will be an NBA team in Vegas. The Oakview Group in late February closed a deal on 66 acres of land in Vegas, and they also said they plan to build and run an arena there that could one day draw an NBA team. So there, it's not like anything formal has been extended. It's just that they're going to build it, and maybe the NBA will come, I guess, is the idea. The current target date to open this arena is 2026, so sooner than you think.
Finally, let's talk about the World Wrestling Entertainment, WWE. And oh my goodness, they are talking now about signing NCAA wrestlers, pro football players, to the recruiting program that they have going. I was wondering when another big sports entity was going to cash in on the NCAA changes, Gar.
Yeah, and it's the WWE, which has been very creative with its marketing. They're building a talent pipeline from the NCAA, and they're basically allowing athletes to train at their development facility in Orlando. And these athletes, these college athletes, will then be able to appear at WWE events and promote the brand on social media. Some will get contracts after they graduate as well. And a couple who have ended their time with this program that's already been taking place have either signed full-time deals with the WWE, or they could always, you know, hold talks and potentially join the organization. It's a really interesting move to grab onto these college athletes before they make their next move, to kind of get them while they're still impressionable. Maybe is the right word.
Well, what I wonder is, okay, if you are the WWE and you're a college athlete, and then the WWE is saying, hey, come on over here, make some money over here for a little bit, and all of a sudden you realize I can make a fistful of dollars doing this, all of a sudden, do you give up the basketball career? Do you give up the football career? What happens?
Well, you don't have much of a path with the WWE if you don't have that sport to begin with, right? So you kind of have to do it in parallel, I'm thinking.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
What are you marketing? What are you marketing if you're a former college athlete, but you're not moving on to doing anything?
Well, I guess the marketing would come in, you've done all your stuff on a football field or the basketball court, if you're a college sports fan. So you've seen this person exposed, and I'm wondering if that's enough to move into the WWE. I don't know. That's a very good question.
I mean, maybe for the first 6 months, but then after that, like in a year or two, there will be new college athletes that everyone's excited about.
Hey, this has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast. I'm Michael Barr along with Scarlett Fu. Catch us here every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, exploring the world of money and sports. You can catch me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
I'm on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And you're listening to Bloomberg Business of Sports on Bloomberg Radio around the world.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcasts.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV+.